Missile salvo was fully coordinated with the U.S. Pentagon, a senior Israeli official said. The United States, along with Britain, France, and Jordan, helped Israel intercept the bulk of the weekend barrage. Meantime, world leaders Monday urged Israel not to retaliate for the Iranian attack. In an interview with Sky News, British Foreign Secretary David Cameron said Iran's attack on Israel was almost a total failure.
They've revealed to the world that they are the malign influence in the region prepared to do this. So our hope is that there won't be a retaliatory response, and instead the world's focus should shift to Hamas.
Australians Monday mourned the deaths of six people fatally stabbed at a shopping mall. Reuters' Lila Sharoshashi reports.
Five of the six people killed and most of the 12 injured were women, according to New South Wales State Police Commissioner Karen Webb on Monday.
It's obvious to detectives that that seems to be an area of interest that the offender had focused on women and avoided the men.
Witnesses have described how 40-year-old attacker Joel Couchy ran through the mall with a knife and was subsequently killed by Inspector Amy Scott, who confronted him solo while he was on the rampage. The only man who was killed by Couchy during the attack was a mall security guard. Police added Couchy had mental health issues in the past, and there was no indication that ideology was a motive.
Donald Trump faces the first ever criminal trial of a former U.S. president starting Monday. The charges are tied to a hush money payment made to a porn star. Trump is pleading not guilty to related charges. For more stories, check us out online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Nearly 18 million first-time voters are set to cast their ballots in India's general election to be held over